Over the last 20 years or so, I've worked with dozens of songwriters, maybe hundreds. As a producer, it's up to me to review and critique every aspect of the song we're recording, from the arrangement to the kick drum pattern to the words. And more often than not, the lyrics are where the song falls into a pit of cliches and lazy phrasing. It seems as though songwriters fall into one of two categories. Either the people who write the first thing that comes into their head and never look at it again, or the people who sweat over every word. I've personally witnessed people write a verse in 1 minute with zero quality control, and I've also held the hand of songwriters who have spent an entire day just trying to write a single line. I mean, I probably prefer to work with the second type, although sometimes you just want to yell, "Hey, it's just a song, Shakespeare." Interestingly, being musical and being literary are two completely different skills. You can be an astonishing guitar player, singer, or melody writer, but not have one poetic bone in your body. You might not have even passed grade 8 English. That's not to say you need to be a wizard of language to write a song, but if you can't translate what you're feeling into short, sharp phrases that match the syllables in the melody you've written, you've only done half the job. There's no shame in admitting that words aren't really your strong suit and asking another band member to help out, or if you're a solo artist, a friend who you think of as a wordsmith. Well, failing that, don't start with the expectation that you can just write any old shit in 2 minutes and consider it good enough. You're going to have to put some time in. If that seems like too much hard work, why would you expect your song to connect with a wide audience? If you can't be bothered making the lyrics about something and putting that across in an interesting way, why would you expect the world to find it interesting? Which brings me to my first tip. Number one, lyrics do matter. Now, I always hear from lazy songwriters, lyrics don't matter. Nobody listens to the words anyway. And then they will point to any number of songs with cliched, stupid lyrics. And, you know, they'll remind me that many music fans are teenagers or younger. They don't need something super sophisticated. You know, in fact, they don't even want that. Now, all of that's definitely true, and you have to be aware of who your audience is. If you're making boy band music, you don't necessarily want to be dealing with complex adult emotions. But if you're writing more mature singer-songwriter stuff, it's not enough to just make every second word baby and hammer it out in 2 minutes. There has to be some depth there. Most music falls somewhere in the middle. If your lyrics are too obscure or too basic, you will lose the group of music listeners who care what the words are. It might surprise you, especially if you're a young male rock fan, but plenty of music fans will fall in love with the song because of the words. Of course, if the music is garbage, they won't, but what makes it a must-have for their collection is the lyric. And to some degree, we're all influenced by the words. We want to know whether this is a song we want to associate ourselves with. For example, if you're a metal fan and James Hetfield of Metallica starts singing, "Ooh, baby, you're so sexy, we're going to make love tonight," you would wonder if he's taken the wrong meds that day. Likewise, if Pink started singing about how much she loves housework, her fans would probably be baffled. More than anything, your lyrics tell people if you have any soul, intellect, passion, or point of view. Perhaps that's why so many songwriters just fall back on words we've heard in other songs. Stuff that nobody can criticize. When you sing a song you've written, you are making a statement to the world about yourself, and that takes some confidence. Guys are often reluctant to write something too emotional, and many girls are often scared to write something too sexy. Now, look, that's not unusual, I guess, but to make an impact and to connect, you have to expose something of your inner workings. Now, you can half-ass it and give your words practically no thought, but why would you? Are you serious about being a professional musician or not? Why would you just be lazy and just go with the first thing that comes into your head? Is that really the best you can do? To attract attention in the music business, you need everything working for you. If you're going to give music fans who listen closely to lyrics nothing at all to think about, you are unlikely to engage them. And if you don't engage them, they'll quickly forget they ever stumbled upon your music. Now, I hope it doesn't sound sexist to say, but on the whole, it seems as though girls listen to music more than guys. I won't worry about guessing why that is, but it's a theory that I've seen played out in real life again and again. If you want your audience to have a female component, you need to write lyrics that make some sense, that make people feel something, and you also want a tiny bit of originality. And, you know, music industry folks also listen to words. Managers, labels, radio. These are people that listen to songs day in, day out, and are quick to dismiss a badly written lyric as amateurish. Once again, you don't have to be writing amazing poetry, but to give yourself every chance, you have to put some time into it. The second tip is, know when to be direct and when to be obscure. I put songs into two categories, direct and obscure. Direct songs simply tell you what's happening in plain language. Like Katy Perry's I Kissed a Girl is a perfect example of an exciting way to do that. Obscure songs rely on metaphor and images to build up a kind of word tapestry. These songs can be interpreted a dozen different ways, but they give you a mood. I mean, I think of something like Radiohead's Fake Plastic Trees as a successful example of an obscure song. Surprisingly, both approaches are equally difficult, in my opinion. Now, you might just think that telling the story seems easy, or you might think that being able to write any old kind of vaguely poetic ramble seems easier, but there's a skill in doing either style well. For the most part, direct songs belong in the pop world. If your aim is to be on commercial radio, you should be thinking clarity. Pop listeners don't expect to be wading through layers of metaphor and weird-ass poetry, but the challenge is making that kind of direct storytelling sound cool. Like a lyric like, "We've been dating for 3 years, you slept with someone else, now I don't love you anymore," is boring. And it has to be spiced up a little and made a little, you know, a touch more poetic. Taking that example, you might say, "On our third anniversary, you broke my trust, now he's stolen the love I once had for you." Okay, so that's still pretty corny, and it doesn't rhyme, of course, but it's approaching what might pass for a better way to tell a straight story. It's important to remember that you're not writing high poetry here, but similarly, you're not just, you know, writing a text message to your mum. You want people to understand what's happening in the song, but you also want them to daydream about it. You want to engage their mind and their imagination. This is why songwriters don't tend to just say, "We had sexual relations." They want to evoke a feeling about it. So they'll say, "You gave your body to me," or "The electricity of your touch creeping up my thigh," or whatever. I don't want to get too pervy here. Well, do I? No, I don't. Okay, so the best examples of direct lyrics are clear, but they are one step back from just telling you a story in plain court testimony language. If you told your friend a story using good songwriting technique, your friend would probably think of you as a wanker. "Oh, Paul, our bodies were entwined and our passions were inflamed." But in a song, that kind of simple poetry is what makes it emotional. And backed with the right music, that's incredibly powerful. Songwriting is the only art form that has the power of storytelling amplified by the ineffable emotional power of music. If you're going to write a direct song, you want people to dream when they listen to it. You want them to stop thinking about the traffic or their work and to become engaged in your words. And yeah, that takes some effort to get right. Obscure lyrics are generally better suited to indie, alternative, or rock tracks. Now, using Radiohead as an example again, if Thom Yorke started singing, "Our marriage has been difficult, but I still love you. I hope you will come back to me," it would be highly out of character. Radiohead fans don't expect that level of directness, and they don't want it, you know. They want some rich imagery so they can dream away inventing whatever mental picture they want. Perhaps they're worried if their dream aligns with what Thom Yorke was actually writing about, or perhaps they're not. Ultimately, it doesn't matter, as long as the words evoke imagination. The rules for writing this kind of song aren't as defined as for a direct song, but there are some guidelines. Firstly, I think it's important that you know what the song is about. If you're just writing random words about nothing, you can't really expect anyone else to get a cohesive feeling out of it. And that's what counts here. You want people to get the mood you're trying to communicate. And the mood can be more complex than just happy or sad. It can be something like depressed but also hopeful that I can find my way out of it. Or optimistic but always scared that something will spoil it. Lyrics in an obscure song should be evocative, visual, and stimulate the listener to dream. Coming back to Radiohead, Thom Yorke says he buzzes like a fridge in the song Karma Police. Now, rather than just say he is annoying, he gives you an image rich with meaning that sends you off dreaming. And that's the essence, stimulating people to dream and feel. But even within such a vague song like Karma Police, the mood is clear, cynical, pissed off, and somewhat resigned. Well, you know, that's what I take from it. But critically, there is nothing in there that disrupts the mood. That's probably the major mistake that amateurs make when trying to write a song like this. They think they can just write anything and let the listener just, you know, piece it together. But if the lyrics contradict, it disrupts the dream. Your job is to set a mood and let people get fully immersed in that mood. The easiest way to make sure it all adds up to something is to write it about one particular thing. It doesn't matter if other people know what that is, as long as you know what it is. Now, yeah, you never have to disclose what that something is, but check that every line relates back to the topic or feeling in at least a vague way. Which brings me to point three. You need a concept to hang the words on. Now, starting a lyric without a concept is probably the most difficult approach. It's probably also the most common. People sit down to write the words and they start at the start without knowing where they're going. They finish the first verse, get through a pre-chorus, and then find that they need to sum it all up with a grand universal concept and an interesting title. The most amateur songwriters don't worry too much about that. They write their chorus in the same manner as the verse, with nothing really sticking out as an overarching concept and definitely nothing really poking out as a title. Of course, you can get your title from a verse lyric, but that's generally not a great idea. I prefer to use a title that people would expect. You know, if you say Hold My Hand 20 times, people will call the song the Hold My Hand song. If you think a cooler title is Niagara Falls and that features only once in verse 2 or doesn't even appear in the song, you're only going to find that it confuses people, and confusing people when you're getting started out doesn't really help your cause. I recommend starting with a concept and, better yet, a title. My process is firstly title, second a concept based on that title, third chorus lyrics, fourth verse and bridge lyrics. It's working from the center out, I guess. It's so much easier writing verses about a clearly defined story or concept than it is to sum up vague verses in a punchy, clear chorus. More often than not, when you do it that way and you start with the verse, you don't really know what you're writing about or what point you're coming to. It's like starting a joke without knowing if there's going to be a punchline. Now, even if you're writing a vague, indie-ish song, you want a big idea to hang all your word tapestry on. The concept could be a metaphor in itself, like, I don't know, burned bridges. And maybe the song is about what you have to leave behind so you can grow into who you need to be. But if you start there, it will be clear when a lyric doesn't relate to that, and you can weed it out. In a more obscure song about burning bridges, you want people to have that feeling of becoming decisive and feeling empowered, and every line needs to support that, at least in an abstract way. The fourth point is, write your lyrics to a melody, not the other way around. I've had songwriters tell me that lyrics can, or even must, be written first. Okay, so that's fine if that's your method, and you're welcome to do the art any way that helps you get it out. But when I listen to the melodies that have been created to fit the lyrics of these songwriters that make that point, they're never particularly hooky or even singable. Usually these after-lyrics melodies will lack groove, structure, and will mostly sit on one note. The melody's only one small step away from simply talking the words on top of the music, and that's not songwriting, in my opinion. Despite anything else I've said here, melody is king in all circumstances and in pretty much all genres. There's no such thing as a hit lyric that succeeds despite a terrible melody. But there's plenty of very hooky melodies that are hits despite lyrics that sounds like they were, you know, translated from Japanese by Google Translate. So you can have a song that becomes popular with shit lyrics, but an amazing melody. Yes, you can do that. But can you have a breakthrough song that becomes popular with a shit melody but amazing lyrics? I can't think of a recent example, or any example really. Having said that, if you are going to give yourself every chance, you need both, but in order of priority. Which is why I say first create your melody. Perhaps you've got the knack of writing great lyrics while you're creating the melody, but I've only seen one or two people who can do that, and usually only a few lines at a time. I've never seen someone write a great lyric and melody simultaneously for an entire song. Now, generally, you should think of the words or sounds, like na-na-nas, that you use to write your melody as just placeholders. Those lyrics are just sitting there until the melody is finalized. And once it is, the hard work of writing some proper lyrics begins. Now, I've always thought that writing melodies is a kind of magical and almost physical process. It has to come out fast. You can't really overthink it. If it's going to be hooky, it needs to feel good to sing. For me, that just comes out as a sort of vomit of notes. I might tweak the phrasing or the structure slightly, but usually I sing the melody for a particular section all in one go. It just comes from the ether. On the other hand, lyrics are the part where you can knuckle down and really put the work in. Great lyrics are inspired, but often the inspiration only comes after three false starts, for example. Much of this comes down to experience. You start to get a feel for when you've topped out and hit upon something that represents what you're truly capable of. And you'll be similarly aware of when you're just sticking something in to make it rhyme. I mean, that is the stuff that you need to keep working on, the lazy stuff. Which brings me to point five, keep editing. Up until the point where you actually record and release a song, lyrics do not have to be set in stone. I recommend people write their lyrics in an email to themselves. Then you can access those words on your phone, when you're on the bus or in the waiting area at the doctor, wherever. If you're serious about being a songwriter, you should always be twiddling away, getting rid of lyrics that will embarrass you in 2 years' time or 2 months' time. Remember, if you have any success in music, you might be singing those words for years. Do you want to be singing, "Baby, you're all I want, baby, you're all I need," when you get older? Or will you wish you actually put some time in and wrote a decent lyric? If you actually care about the songs you're writing, keep editing the words. Don't write them on paper and pen, which makes them rather difficult to change. Write them on your laptop or tablet or phone so you can continuously improve the song. I often tell people to write two verses for every verse they actually need. See, once you get the obvious stuff out of your system in verse 1 and 2, you have to start digging deeper. You get into more specific and generally more interesting things. You will find the more original stuff right there. It's something to try anyway, you know, like take a song you consider to be complete and challenge yourself to write two more verses. I guarantee you'll beat at least one of your existing verses, if not both. Of course, you need to draw the line somewhere and finally commit to a set of words. You know, as they say, art is never finished, only abandoned. But most songwriters abandon very early when it comes to lyrics. Even when I work with songwriters who are convinced that their amateur lyrics are good enough, I plead with them to write me a third verse. Sometimes I'm a bit sneaky and I'll tell them the song will need a third verse because it needs to be longer. Whatever shakes them out of their complacency and gets them thinking harder. I can't think of a time when that new third verse didn't beat the shitty first verse. It sometimes even gives them a taste for rewriting and we get a whole new set of lyrics. The problem is, some people approach writing lyrics like it's an English assignment. It feels like a chore and they just want to get back to rocking out. Now, if that's your attitude, maybe let someone else have a go at writing the words. You don't have to be a master of everything. Perhaps your talent is melody or coming up with cool musical motifs and riffs. If writing words is as exciting as reading the dictionary for you, hand the job over. If you're singing more interesting words, people will assume that you're clever, and people are more likely to engage with the song. And you didn't even have to do it. Everybody wins. Okay, so point six, lyrics don't have to be personal. If you write songs day in and day out, you get to a point where you've pretty much exhausted your own personal stories. At least that's how I feel. I write at least a few songs a month, maybe more, and they're pretty much never about me. I mean, I might be able to relate a past experience to the lyric, but I rarely write a song that is about how I'm feeling on that day. For me, that's too limiting. With some artists I work with and write with, we might be writing a song a day, 5 days in a row. It's hard to think of a time when I've had five pressing issues all in 1 week. Perhaps the person I'm writing with has one, and maybe I have one, but I won't have three others. Of course, no one is saying you need to be writing at this kind of pace or frequency. You can write as often as you want. But, you know, you should be writing regularly. And if you're only writing songs when you feel massive emotional upheaval in your life, it will be harder to improve at the craft. The best songwriters I've worked with write a song a week and realize they'll probably ditch 4 out of the 5 of these rough ideas. You have to write tons of fairly average stuff to occasionally strike something genuinely exciting. I guess it depends on whether you think of songwriting as a deep personal expression or if you have a goal to make a career in music. I mean, the two aren't mutually exclusive, but if you want your music to stick out, it's going to have to be amazing. And more than likely, the first 8 songs you write in your life will not be amazing. They might show promise, but hey, if you write 20 more, I guarantee most of the original batch of 8 will fall by the wayside. As you write more and more, you'll have to start stretching yourself lyrically. you can only write so many songs about the guy you broke up with last year or the girl you've always had a crush on. There's no harm in trying to write that song from different angles until you finally nail it, but if the five original songs you play at gigs or want to record for an EP are all about the same thing, people will start to tune out. You need to search further afield for your concepts, and I'll generally start with a title and think of a concept that might fit with that. It doesn't have to be something I've experienced myself. You know, for example, I've helped plenty of female artists write songs about players, bad boys who lie and cheat. I haven't been in that situation myself, but, you know, my female friends have. Plus, it's not hard to imagine or to connect with the feeling of being betrayed and wanting to stand up for yourself. And we've all heard countless songs based on that concept. I can write a song about the heartbreaking end of a relationship, or the exciting beginning of a relationship, or having a secret crush on someone, or cheating on someone, or being cheated on by someone, even if I'm in a stable and very pleasant long-term relationship. Writing a song isn't all that different to writing an episode of a TV show. At a certain point, you can't just rely on your own stories. You have to imagine some, or write one about a friend's situation. I've known people who write a song every time they watch a movie or read a book. They've gone on the emotional journey of the story and can then translate it into a song with ease. Another trick I use is to see how other songwriters have approached that particular concept. For example, if I want to write a song about hitting the club and partying all night, I've got about 1,000 songs on radio to reference it off right now. I want to see how they did it, just to give me a clue of what's been done. Somebody's already thought hard about how to express the idea, so there's no need to completely reinvent the wheel. Not to say you should copy those words, but it'll get you started. Lastly, point 7. Lyrics should rhyme. Always. Okay, so I've debated this point with a few budding songwriters. These are usually people who write lyrics before melody and feel like the words are more important than any musical concern. And I mean, I've even had some of them tell me that rhyme is gimmicky. Look, the reality is 99% of songs rhyme. They don't have to, but they sure sound better when they do. There's just something satisfying about hearing a rhyme and something frustrating about not hearing one. Obviously, more commercial songs demand more rhyme. Most Katy Perry songs will rhyme line to line, meaning the lyrics have an AABB pattern. For example, I kissed a girl and I liked it, the taste of her cherry chapstick. Later it says, it felt so wrong, it felt so right. Don't mean I'm in love tonight. The rhyme comes straight away, line to line. If you want to step it back from that, you can go for an ABAB pattern, as it's called, or even an ABCB pattern. For example, ABAB is da-da-da-da-da-da way, da-da-da-da-da-da-da C, da-da-da-da-da-da-da gray, da-da-da-da-da-da B. In an ABCB pattern, it means the first and third lines don't rhyme, only the second and fourth. Writing good, concise lyrics that fit with the melody and also rhyme is challenging, which is probably why songwriters who focus on words like to write lyrics first without worrying about melody, or rhyme for that matter. But in my mind, that isn't really songwriting, it's more just like free-form poetry, and it's only doing half the job. Okay, so that's a pretty detailed overview of how I think about lyrics. The main thing to take away is that you need to put some time into your words. Don't expect to knock the lyrics out in 5 minutes and never look at them again. Put the work in and come up with something you're actually proud to sing now and into the future. Okay, as always, if you'd like an opinion on your music, get in touch with me. Thanks very much.